one of my favorite cities. Keith Lee was apparently in Dallas and one of my favorite cities. Now, I have not seen all of this. I've seen a couple clips of it just to make sure that I got the right clips. And shout out to the people for sending it to me. Shout out to your car. Shout out to the people that text me. Shout out to the people that keep me up to date on this, right? But apparently Keith Lee was in Dallas, and everywhere that this guy go, this guy calls a stir. I have no clue of why he's so popular or whatever like that, but it is what it is. He the man of the people, and the people chose him, and so he the people's champ. He was in Dallas, and he was giving his thoughts, I guess, to a woman that he pulled up on her food truck. Well, I'm not going to explain it. I'm going to let you see it for yourself. So this is what happened over in Dallas. Oh, hold on 1 second. Give me a second. This is what happens over in Dallas. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. I'm going to let them say it.
Keith Lee is officially in Dallas. I asked him for help and come to visit my mom's food truck to hopefully turn it around. She is an award-winning pastry chef. She is a culinary chef. She has 2 degrees. We are just from Milwaukee, and here in Dallas, it's kind of hard with the marketing because we don't know our way even around yet.
Well, we here. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 to 10. He spent $80.11. We are in North Dallas, Texas. We in a hood. I'm not going to say it no other way. We in a hood. They outside cutting hair, doing braids, waiting on us. They both on live at the same time, him and his sister. But they outside ready, so we have to be 00 this whole time. I'm talking about 007 agents. It's a party out here. The customer service, my family said, was pretty good. And it was on live the whole time, so we can kind of see it. Only thing is, the only person cooking is the mama. So if you do come, please be patient. It's only one person there cooking. But it's a lot of people, so she got the option to have a lot of hands. I'm going to show you everything I got, and we're going to try it and ready with the 10.
Alright, so hold on. Listen, man, shout out to Keith Lee, but I'm not going to no hood to go and get no food, especially from no place that I'm not familiar with and I don't live there and I don't know. Yo, if I see you cutting hair outside of the food truck, I understand that the food might be good, but I'm going to just have to take a hard pass. But apparently he felt compelled to still do it and pull up. And so I want to see what happened. Again, I guess there's much more to the story than just him pulling up to the food truck and creating visibility for this woman.
Pulled pork sandwich, fried ribs with french fries, jerk chicken tacos with beans and rice, and 2 orders of banana pudding. Is this $80 worth of food? In my opinion, no.
But considering the fact that it's been slow and she has an overhead, the fact that this is a food truck and everything is made to order, I understand.
We sit in the car. This Dallas weather is bipolar. It was freezing cold when we got here. It's hot right now. Can't be nothing less than 80-something degrees. We're going to start with the pulled pork sandwich. It's loaded. Only thing when you load a sandwich as much is the bottom bun does get soggy. This bottom bun already soggy. My hands greasy. It's just really good seasoned pulled pork with pickles and barbecue sauce. I wish the bun was a little more high quality. You can tell these just regular buns. Like a sweet bun on this would take this over the top. But as it is, I'm not mad at that. It's nothing crazy. 7.8 out of 10. That's pretty high for fresh. A sandwich to come out of. It's real fresh. These are deep fried ribs. And when they say deep fried, boy, I can see, but they also put sauce on it. But you can see past the sauce, this is chicken fried. Maybe you can see it better on this one. That's a chicken fried rib. I gotta wipe some of the sauce off. The sauce is good, but I don't think it's a homemade sauce. But this rib itself don't even need the sauce, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she got these ribs from. Look how much meat is on that rib. In my opinion, I would take a lot of the sauce off because they don't need it. The rib by itself is very flavorful. It's crispy. It's meaty. The ribs with the sauce as is, I'm going to go with 7 out of 10. But I feel like if she take this sauce off, this can be an 8.5.
Or even put the sauce on the side.
Where you put the sauce on for sure. Put the sauce on the side. It's too seasoned. It don't need no rib. It don't need no sauce. All that crust, man, you better let that crust speak for itself. You will make a beautiful crust like that and then cover it with sauce. Just how it looks. I feel like this is about to be the highlight. These are jerk tacos. There's some jalapenos. There's some pico de gallo, look like some onions, cheese.
I saw it in the bite.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
That salsa might be homemade. That salsa is good. It's just a chicken taco. It's a great chicken taco, though. It's seasoned. That salsa is spicy. 8.7 out of 10. The rice by my hand. This rice. Them beans.
What did you give it?
8.7.
I'm going 9.
Last but not least, the banana pudding. Now, I'm very picky on sweets. I've said it. I've always said it. Again, take my opinion on sweets.
I haven't watched this yet, so this is my first time seeing it. I'm not, like, I don't, you know, I don't know. I'm just not into food reviews. So I'm just getting the whole story just to make sure that I get the whole context of what happened.
It's cool. It's not the greatest banana pudding I've ever had, but it's better than most banana puddings I've had before.
Not too sweet.
Mm-mm. Take it back. It is a little sweet. I wouldn't eat this whole thing, but for me, as somebody who's not really a sweets person, I get a solid 7.3 out of 10.
But I like sweet. I go 8.6.
One of the main things I will say, in my opinion, the marketing does need a lot of help. There's no menu on the brother's page, on the sister page, or the mom's page. I feel like a menu with prices should definitely be top priority. That and a website change, in my opinion. I appreciate the invite. And mama, you might need some more hands back there. No promises. It might get a little crazy.
Before we left, we went in and had a conversation with the mom, and we thanked everybody for having us. Me and the mama prayed together, and we left a $4,000 tip behind. God is amazing.
I appreciate y'all for having us. I see y'all giving out haircuts and doing braids.
He left a 4-band tip. All right, so this is where it gets tricky, is that he actually left a $4,000 tip. But I heard that the tip was supposed to be divided specifically. He gave specific instructions about the tip. All right, so the food was only 80 bones. That's a Detroit word, 80 bones. But he left a $4,000 tip. So I could see why he's a really good person, it seems like.
So
he left $1,000 to the barber. He left $1,000 to the food truck owner. $1,000 to the barber. $1,000 for the food truck. The lady right there. Hold on. Let me get that again, because I might have missed it.
God is amazing.
I appreciate y'all for having us. I see y'all giving out haircuts and doing braids. So we want to leave $1,000 to the barber so we can cut everybody here for free. We want to leave you $1,000 to fix the hair. We want to leave $2,000.
So it sounds like he left $1,000 to the girl, another girl that was back there, $2,000 to the food truck owner, and $1,000 to the dude that cut hair. All right, so it's three people that he left tips for. He gave $4,000 in total. He gave three people the money, and this is where it gets tricky. Okay, so you literally just got probably $1 million. What?
It was $2,000
for the food
truck lady. Correct.
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 Right. That's what I said.
Oh,
$2,000 for the food truck lady. $1,000 for the other girl that was helping her. Correct. And then it's $1,000 for the guy that was cutting hair in the parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those two are sister and brother.
And the dude and the girl, the sister and brothers, the braider and the guy that was cutting hair in the parking lot?
Yes.
Okay. So $4,000 tips. He gave them specific instructions on what to do and how to divide it up. And this is where it gets tricky. Now, you're literally getting hundreds of thousands, probably $1 million worth of publicity to a new business that you started that had no visibility whatsoever. Let's continue to watch.
And after this, I pray and hope you reach your target audience. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Y'all be safe.
What's up, y'all? I bet you're wondering how we got here. Well, let me tell you. So a lot of y'all know yesterday I got to meet Keith Lee. Great. Congratulations. I'm still humbled by the experience. Like, I am ecstatic. Blessings to your family. I really appreciate you. But now this is where the downfall comes in. A lot of y'all was on my live when he said this.
I see y'all giving out haircuts.
Hey, my little brother, yo.
Yeah.
We want to leave $1,000 to the barber so he can cut everybody.
And granted, everything was cool, right? Me being me and thinking everybody else is going to have the same genuine heart as me, I charged him $4,000 on his card, meaning all.
So he put it on his card. He didn't give him cash. He put it on his card. Okay. All right. So she must be the hair braider that was just helping out in the back. That was just helping the lady. All right, got it.
All the money went to the food truck in hopes that she would do what she needed to do, right? Wrong. So after everything had died down, mind you, on top of him tipping $4,000, this man left an extra $886 to feed everybody else that was coming, right? Right. But this is where she went wrong. I'm in the truck, mind you, I'm a worker. This is your business, so I'm doing what you say. She tell me after this person, which is a third person, that you got to start charging again. Now, it's one thing when he say, I'm leaving this for free, and for somebody to come and order like one of everything on the menu and try to get both desserts and drinks and shit. Like, yeah, you can put a limit on that. But if this man left you almost $1,000, why the fuck did you stop handing free food out after the...
All right, so apparently he spent well over at least five bands. He left almost $900 more and said, listen, for everybody else that come up here, you know, here's $900 for whatever it is that they got going on. Give them free food. Let me give a round of applause for Keith Lee, because very rarely do you see people that just got a good ass heart. First sign of greed every time. And this is why every single time, why I personally say to people, I don't do business with everybody. You may be a good cook. You may be a good, you know what I'm saying? Like, you may be a great business person. It does not mean that you are a good person when it comes to what you're doing on a regular basis. You are out here finessing people. Your greed. You finally got a big break. You got the opportunity of a lifetime to completely change the dynamics of your business and do the right thing. And the first thing that come to your head is after the third person start charging again, after he left you a ban to basically let people eat for free in order to do the right thing, he prayed with you. This is why, man, we got to vet people. It's not just about, oh, go to black businesses. It's not just about it's for the culture. It's not just about support people. You don't know who the core these people. See, now, if it wasn't for her that was sitting there, that was winning, that was trying to help, we would have never even got the backstory, and y'all would have just been supporting a finesser. It's unfucking fortunate. I mean, let me be quiet. This is not after hours. It's unfortunate. Excuse my language. Excuse my footage.
The third person. Make it make sense. So, all right, everything was cool. It was time to close down. You know, my friend done ran to the store. He helping his mom. He coming out of his pocket with his own money. And I looked at her and I was like, so Keith Lee literally just spent $5,200 with you. She was like, girl, I know. I'm so excited. Like, before I got on here, I was broke. And before y'all come for me talking about don't be releasing no personal information, it got personal when you play with my baby brother. So everything was cool, calm, and collect, right? She told me, she said, look, I just want to let you know it'll be about a day or two before you guys get your money. I work with Square. I've been running my business for the past 4 years with Square, so I know exactly how it works. But if you've been running this business for years, your money gonna clear the next day, correct? So this morning we got up. Mind you, I'm thinking I gotta go back to help her because yesterday you ain't have nobody that wanted to work for you. You get what I'm saying? So my friend had me come and help you, and then my brother was really only out there, but you somehow trying to make it seem like my brother was giving free haircuts when he was posting flyers with his prices on them. Come on. So then I wake up today. People hit me up talking about, we want to make your menus. We want to make your flyers. My main thing was, I'm not the face of this company. You get what I'm saying? I'm not the face of this company, but I can put you in contact. If you go through my comment section, you will definitely see where I'm tagging her business over and over and over because people thought it was my shit. So I hit her this morning, was like, Kim, you have workers today? Also, there's a guy who's wanted to do your menu and flyers for you, so I'm sending him your number. Who is this? Sherelle. Yes, I have workers for today, and you can send me his info. Thank you. That was it. So I respond back. I will send you his Instagram, and did you see if your money cleared? You can keep the money that was left for me, but my brother is preparing to leave and go back home, and I'm unsure how he'll get it once he leaves. Granted, all I had to do was send it to her, or she could have sent it to him, whatever. She said, please call me back so an agreement can be made. But before we even got to those messages, she called me and she was just like, well, I didn't invite your brother to come out there and cut hair. I didn't invite you. My son invited you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give $1,000 to my son and he'll give y'all whatever it is he see fit out of there. Hold on, ma'am. Hold on. Now, I did you a solid by saying I get money. When I opened my eyes this morning, I had a deposit for $1,500.
That don't matter. That don't matter. Give me my money. I don't care if it was 13 cents. Give me my money. Give me my money. She shouldn't even have let her keep the $1,000. She should have kept, you give me my $1,000 and then I'll give it to my brother and then he'll have $2,000. Give me my, listen, a band is a band. Give me my money. I don't care if I'm a millionaire. Give me my money. What do you mean I'm going to give $1,000 over into my son and let him distribute it however he see fit? It's specific, clear instructions. You get $1,000. You get $1,000. You get $2,000. And feed the people for another $1,000. Why are people so greedy? And why do they do dumb stuff when you got the alley-oop? You got it in front of you. You got the... You know what? I was telling my brother. I was talking to one of my brothers, my older brother. And he was like, yo, Anton, what happened to this person and this person or whatever, so on and so forth, that, you know, you used to have on your platform or you used to rock with or whatever? And I just looked at him like, he was like, well, how are they doing? And I was like, and he was like, man, that's so unfortunate. He said, that's so unfortunate. He said, don't they realize that you was giving them the alley-oop? That you was leveraging your platform, that you was making them big, that you was making them a lot of money, that you was doing this, you was doing that. And he said, what happened to this person? What happened to this person? He said, what about that person online that you was trying to, that you was telling me that you was going to give the alley-oop you to? I was like, you know, sometimes I give people advice. Sometimes I test them. Sometimes I see where they hard at so that I can determine whether or not I'm going to actually rock with them. Sometimes God lead me down a different path or whatever. But I have seen in my lifetime so many people, fumbled the opportunity, fumbled the bag because they cannot keep themselves together and contain themselves from showing me who they really are in real life. The minute that you introduce an opportunity, the minute that you introduce money, you can start to see who people are in real life. You can see who people are in real life. And because they not focused, every time they reveal themselves. So a lot of times, I just back up. I let them go back down into where it is that they came from. And I just keep on moving and I just keep on cooking.
You get what I'm saying? And that made money sense. So I told you to keep my money, but I was more so pressed about the issue of my brother. Keith Lee don't know my brother. My brother don't know Keith Lee. My brother don't know any of y'all out here. But when you gave him the green light to post his flyers, after he cut both of your son's head, yes, they paid. He wasn't cutting nobody's hair for free. Who the fuck put that out there? If you cutting hair for free, why are you posting flyers with prices? You get what I'm saying? There's a girl on Facebook, hold on, whom I'm assuming is her oldest son's wife, fiance, whoever she is. This is all lies, just like the free cuts were. Because people had to pay. Of course they had to pay. The two people here that he cut was both of the owner's sons. So why the fuck would he be giving the owner's sons, whose mom is getting visited by Keith Lee, free cuts? You get what I'm saying? Because it was never advertised. But then I later found out my friend had said he assumed that he was giving free cuts. No, he pulled up to the area because he saw it as an opportunity because we couldn't make it to Jonathan's shop to meet him in time. No one. Y'all didn't hear it on my face. Y'all didn't see it on my platform. Y'all didn't hear it on my brother's mouth say, I'm giving free cuts, pull up to the spot. Do you know how many people would have pulled up? Keith Lee probably was under the assumption. Hell yeah, he didn't even say it. Let's be honest. Keith Lee didn't even say, oh, I'm giving you $1,000 because. He said, I'm giving you $1,000 so you can go and get free haircuts. But bitch, we couldn't even make it out there to get free haircuts because you tripping over $2,000. Now, the principle of the matter is, because I know several of y'all out there thinking like, bro, it's just $1,000, bro. Like, don't you got more money than that? Don't TikTok pay you? Da-da-da-da. TikTok pays me well. YouTube pays me well. Both of my Facebook pages pays me well outside of whatever it is that I do in my real life. You get what I'm saying? The principle of the matter is my brother is from Louisiana. My brother is a self-taught barber. He went and got his license just so he can work in a shop. And when he come out here and he posting up with all of his shit outside and he's saying, yo, I'm...
This don't even matter. I don't even want to hear it. She too loud for me. So that's not my vibe. The fact of the matter is I got the gist of it. And the gist of it is that the food truck owner finessed. And I'm not even going to pull it. I know y'all sent me the actual Instagram page and their TikTok page so we can deep dive into it a little bit more. But I'm not going to even show it because I don't even want to feed into the negativity because I'm sure that it's already been enough negativity that came along with it. I read a couple of the comments that was on her page, and people was like, is it worth it? I can't believe you messed up this opportunity. You finessed. The people was going to support you. It's unfortunate. It's very, very much unfortunate. Sometimes you put your foot in your own mouth, and it doesn't pay out for you because you too greedy. You never got your character together. And so when God finally blessed you with the opportunity, you fumbled it because you didn't know what to do with it, because you wasn't ready for the blessing, because you wasn't a good person. We have to pray for character. We have to pray for a good spirit, a good heart, because an opportunity doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to capitalize off of it and you can't keep the blessing because you wasn't ready for it. It's unfortunate. Lady messed up her own business, all because she wanted to trade it in for a couple $1,000 and finesse the people. And the red flag was when she stopped giving out the free food in the first place. Just got greedy.